special group named after Satan will soon open its first abortion business in the United States. The Satanic Temple, which claims to not believe in a literal Satan, will provide telehealth screenings and prescribe abortion pills for patients in New Mexico. The name of the soon-to-be facility, the Samuel Alito's Mom's Satanic Abortion Clinic. And joining us tonight to discuss is Father Steve Grinnell, CEO of Word on Fire Ministries. Father, great to have you on again. I tell you, you really cannot make this stuff up. This group pledges to provide, quote, religious medication abortion care. What's your reaction to this?
It's the reaction that they want, which is one of outrage. What they're saying is outrageous. And note how they identify themselves as not believing in a literal Satan. But when you associate yourself with Satan at all, Satan is the father of lies. So how are we supposed to believe that that's even true?
Working in the industry, you learn a whole lot that you don't see just being on the outside. And once I really understood the agenda and watched what really goes on inside, I just felt the shame to even be a part of that.
I saw a lot of horrific things. I participated in a lot of horrific things. And I've learned that I became really dark.
I saw a 26-week baby be born alive inside of our clinic and drowned in a toilet. I'm sorry to be graphic, but I'm being honest. And that's when my views definitely changed.
Gosnell did a 30-weeker, and that really hurt me. Beautiful boy. He could have made it. He had a chance, and it was taken from him, so I couldn't take it no more. And I'm sure in the case, people saw pictures. That was one of the pictures was the one I've submitted because I had to get justice for him.
One of our clients passed away at the hospital. I believe it was from negligence from the doctor.
I didn't see a lot of rape in the clinic. I saw a lot of young women coming back over and over again, every 2 months, every 3 months.